What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
So you see him on the show, first time on the show, Tremaine Jackson, Prairie View, A&M, Panthers out of SWAC. Brother Jackson, how you doing today, brother? Good to talk to you for the first time on the show, my brother.
No, man, I appreciate you having me. I'm doing good, man. Hot summer day here in Houston on this hill, man. And so it's a good time for us.
I'm going to ask you, man, how cool has it been to come to Prairie View, man, kind of come back home for you in the Houston area, man, to been at Valdosta State, doing a heck of a job down there at Valdosta and then getting the job at Prairie View. Man, how's it been for you to transition these past few 6 months here?
Yeah, no, it's been good. You know, we're kind of used to transitioning. We had done this before, coming from Mesa to Valdosta and now to here. And anytime you get a chance to come home, you're a little bit more familiar with the area. So we were able to get in here and get a house quick and get some cars lined up and just the things that normally take a long time for you to settle and really distract you from the football. We were able to get that stuff done quick so we could get right to work on the ball.
100%. Let me ask this, brother, for you. When did you decide you want to get into coaching? I know it's a journey for people taking different reasons why they get into it. So how was your path that led you to this path to be a coach and impacting young men?
Yeah, man, I was in the third grade. Man, I remember sitting in my third grade class during our quiet time, and I just kind of started drawing up plays and stuff like that. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I kind of figured football was going to be something that I always was a part of. And I knew early on that my coaches that I had, they were very influential to me. So, as a third grader, you want to go to the NFL, you want to do all this stuff. And I kind of didn't, man. I wanted to coach. And so just as I played ball throughout high school, throughout college, I always kept my eyes on the different coaches that I had. And the minute I got a chance to stop playing and start coaching, we got right into it.
No doubt, man. You know, I'm a son of a coach as well, Brother Tremaine. So I know what you mean, man. Seeing my dad with his legal pad, drawing up plays and card and stuff. So I'm right there with you. I had it day one, man.
That's it, man. Senior blood.
No doubt. And for you, brother, like, what are the pulls of your program that you want that people listening understand about when you come to prepare for your A&M play for you. What are you looking for in a young man? What are the pillars of your program?
Yeah, man, we call it being a dog and having a dog mentality, man. You got to be disciplined. You got to be obedient. You got to have a lot of grit. If you don't have those three traits, you can't be one of us. And so we're very upfront with that. We understand that we're Panthers by logo, but we're dog by mindset. And guys that can't fit those three things can't be here. Not saying you can't play. You just can't play for us. And so we really, really hard about that. You know, we're really upfront with guys in the recruiting process about what we expect. We're not going to negotiate with you. We live in this time where people are negotiating contracts and negotiating things with rev sharing. We don't negotiate here at Prairie View A&M. You do what we tell you to do. And we still have a parental mindset. And that works for some people. For some people that don't, what we found is people that actually parent their kids and don't negotiate with their kids, those are the kids for us. People that give their kids an iPad every time they cry, those aren't the kids for us. And so it's okay. A lot of places they can go and get negotiated with. But here, if you're not disciplined, if you're not obedient, if you don't have a lot of grit, it just won't work out in the way that we know how to win.
No doubt. And you know what? The adversity that they face from their parents early helps them on the football field, because I know for me, I was a son of a coach, so I've dealt with adversity and I know how to handle adversity. And tough love, tough coaching, being obedient, submitting myself to a team wasn't hard for me because I didn't have it my way like it's Burger King. You know what I'm saying? And I think dudes who have it their way, they don't know how to assimilate to a team and put themselves above the team. And like, that's why you can't win. That's not a winning way, Tremaine. That is it's very important.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of ways to win, right? Like, there's multiple ways to skin a cat. You can, in this football thing now, you can buy you a football team and hope that when they hit adversity, they're talented enough to get over it. Or you can do it the way that we do it, which is really get guys from all backgrounds in a room together and make them realize that it's bigger than them and that we all need each other to work toward a common goal. It sounds old school, but it's really the new school, because guys are now having to revert back to that, because if we don't have enough money to buy a guy, we got to get a guy to play as well or above what he is in order to match other people. And so we found a unique way of doing it. We enjoy it, and it works for us, not just on the field, but the amount of text messages and calls we get when guys are done and they use these tools that they get within the program in their lives and they're successful is really where the joy comes from for me.
Let me ask you this, brother. How has recruiting changed with this portal thing, having kind of speed date guys? So how is the vetting process trying to figure out if a young man has the grit, the obedience, and the discipline to be a part of the Prairie View A&M Panthers?
Yeah, you know, it really hadn't changed for us because we've always done it this way. Yes. Man, ever since I was an assistant, I've been in the small college ranks. We've always had transfer guys to come in and help our football program at every level I've been on. Been really fortunate to coach on every level of college football. And so for me, it's not different. Where it's changed a little bit, though, is these guys have options and relationships matter, but you better have some financial backing with that relationship as well. And so we've been able to step up to the plate on some things from a relationship standpoint, get guys to see why they should come play for us versus going anywhere else. And we've had guys, a lot of guys turn down a lot of money to come and play for us just because of what we offer both on and off the field. And then when you're at a place like Prairie View A&M, it sells itself. There's nobody having the time that we're having with the pageantry that we have it with in all of HBCU football. And I would stand on that hill and challenge anybody that came up.
No doubt. The SWAC is a tough league, man. You got tough games up and down these divisions, man, and the rivalry games you have. So talk about how the SWAC football has really it's gotten better over the years to the highest level it's been in forever, and just how the talent is in this, the SWAC league that people need to realize is how talented guys who are playing this league, who can play on Sundays if there's given an opportunity.
Yeah, you know, because of the way things are with the transfer portal and just recruiting in general, it makes our league more lucrative for guys to want to come to. I think we've always had a lot of transfer guys throughout our league. 10-15 years ago when I was at TSU, we had 30, 40 transfer guys on our team, and those guys were able to come and be successful and then move on. But I think now it's just – I think COVID really helped – expose black colleges, the George Floyd incident. Man, I think that really put a light on HBCUs in general, and then especially in the SWAC. And so I think we've been able to benefit from getting great talent because of that exposure. And it's a tough league that you got to come to work in every week.
And you right off the bat, your team has to be ready to go. You playing your rival, TSU, off the bat, yeah, on Labor Day Classic. So you talk about how important fall camp is to lock in for your young men, knowing you have a tough opponent week one. Who's your rival?
You know, we say what's done in the dark will come to the light. And we have to make sure that we prepare the right way when there's nobody in the stadium so that we can be okay when there is somebody in the stadium. And, you know, opening up with a rival game, a West Side game, and a conference game in general to start off 1-0 in the conference is tough. There's not many people all across America that do it. And we're fortunate enough to be able to be two of the teams that get to go do it. And I look forward to our guys going out and preparing in the right manner and getting the win.
And for this summer here, Jermaine, talk about the workouts, is building their bodies up, getting learning how to eat the right way, learning how to watch film the right way, using this summer session really as a jump start for fall camp.
Yeah, so Prairie View A&M has never had guys here in the first summer session. So this is new. Our AD, Anton Goff, we sat down and said, hey, what's been missing? And we talked about the summer. And he said, whatever we got to do to build a program, let's do it. And so we got our guys here now. I think you hit it on the head with nutrition and how to watch tape and just having some time with our guys outside of school starting or being in a full semester is going to pay dividends for our team. Just the camaraderie portion of them being able to be together when there's nobody else on campus, I think that'll pay dividends. And a lot of people forget about that. They still have to learn to love one another, and they're working on that right now. And I think we'll be there by the time we report to fall camp. And so hopefully through fall camp, we're able to just stack on top of it. But we've got 103 guys here right now. You know, the roster limit is 105. So we might catch two stragglers somewhere along the way that might not be happy where they are. But for the most part, our team is here and we're getting ready to go.
No doubt. And I was going to ask you, how's that settlement kind of affect you all going forward now with roster limits and things of that nature with the FBS having to cut people eventually? So how's it going to change the calculus as well? Still the same thing, trying to find the right mix, but knowing you may have some more talented guys come to that pipeline and they drop down to you all.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much it'll affect us. I will tell you this, our athletic director and our institution, whatever the rules to the game are, we're going to play. We just need to know the rules. And so I came here because of that. I came here because we were going to always be on the forefront of things with this administration. And it's been spot on what AD Goff and I talked about in the beginning. So we'll see. I don't think people will really know how it affects them or doesn't affect them until a year or two from now. But we're going to be able to pivot, move, and do everything we need to do. You know, people talk about pivoting. After the pivot, there has to be a shot, or else you travel. And so we got to make sure that when we pivot, we're ready to pull up and shoot it. And I think our administration will be ready to do that.
Last one I got for you, brother, is this. So who are some coaches, individuals who really had an impact on you in your life to help you get you to where you are today, my brother?
Yeah, you know, my middle school coach, Ernest Carswell, was very inspirational on me, even just thinking about I could play college football and get college paid for that way. Van Malone took it over in high school. He's the assistant head coach at Kansas State. He's one of my high school coaches. I basically moved in with the dude. Him and his wife, they didn't have kids at the time. I kind of was their kid. And so he really, really stood in the gap for me as a fatherless child. Really showed me how to be a man. And then Kevin Ramsey really showed me how to be a football coach. And not just a football coach, but be a schematic coach. And I'm a D-line guy by trade. Man, that dude wouldn't allow me to just be a D-line guy. He made me be a defensive coach. And for that, I'm forever grateful. And then a host of other guys that I've taken things from here and there. But it's been so many, man. If I sat here and tried to name everybody, we need 2 hours. But really, man, two of the players. The players that I've been able to coach over, I grew up with the players. I started coaching at 22. And, man, some of those guys were older than me. And they allowed me to coach them and find my way in coaching. And so I've had a really good career. Hope to have a long career. I'm not going to retire. Boss man, they're going to get me off the field and tell me I got to go home. I'm not retiring. But hopefully we get a chance to not just win, man, but continue to change lives through the way that we do things. That's the most important thing to me.
Well, brother, I hope I'm seeing you in December in Atlanta, yeah. Celebration Bowl. That's what I'm hoping to see you, brother. Hope you have any impact. We can have a good time. I see the press conference in Atlanta, the Celebration Bowl. We still said we talked about this back in June. And look at it today. I hope it will happen for you, brother.
I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of people singing and joking on us because that's where we intend to be, and they don't believe we're going to be there, but we do. And December 13th, man, we look forward to seeing you as well.
Well, brother, thank you so much for your time today, my brother. And I'm in your corner, man. Just know that. If then you need the help with, brother, I'm here to help you. I want to help any brother I can out. So that's what this show is for, to help our brothers like yourself, man. That's what we do here on the Boss Man Show.
I appreciate you, brother. Go Panthers.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.